Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption. My name is Sebastian Merrick, and welcome back
Ryan Record
and Weston Graham.
How you guys doing? It's good to see you guys again. Jimmy and I had to take hold of the show last week. Jimmy won't be here this week. Hopefully he'll be back next week with our NBA mock draft. And I'll tell you what, I thought we did good with our mock draft selections.
Okay.
We came so close to picking the Atlanta-New Orleans trade right. We had New Orleans ship four to Atlanta for 8-10. They ended up doing for 8-17. So close. But anyway, let's get into what really matters. The NBA draft results. No surprise with the top three, obviously. Zion going to New Orleans, Ja Morant to Memphis, and RJ Barrett running the circus show in New York City. Let's talk about the Wizards pick, because I know both you guys have a lot to say about it. Rui Hachimura, 9th overall pick. Cam Reddish was on the board at that time. How do you guys feel about Rui Hachimura, our two Wizards fans here?
I like the pick a lot. I think he's very versatile, and he plays great offense and pretty good defense as well. And Weston pointed out earlier before the show that he thinks he's going to be a role player. And coming into the league, absolutely, he's not going to start. He needs to come off the bench. But I like his versatile. He can play the three or the four for the Wizards moving forward.
Man, I feel like this is a team without direction right now. They don't have a general manager. And you had an owner making an ownership pick. Not to say that he won't be any good in his career, because I wish him the best and I pray that he is a great player down the road. But my thing is it felt like it was more of a marketing selection. Like, the Wizards wanted to expand their market into an untapped place, and that is Japan. And I hope that he's good. I hope he's great. But, you know, usually these players, like, the Wizards are touting him to be the next best thing. I keep seeing fans are saying, like, he's some great player. He's some takeover kind of guy. He's 21 years old. He spent 3 years in college. Now, I know Kawhi did, too. But he spent 3 years in college, and we don't have Greg Popovich coaching him. You know, so I don't know if this is his ceiling that he's already reached, if he has any higher to go. To me, he doesn't have the explosiveness that it kind of seems like people are saying that he has. You know, I see he has a little bit of a touch, and he seems like year to year he's really progressed in statistics and, like, you know, on the box score. So he shows progression. He shows that he has hard work in him. And I'm not too sure of it yet. But then again, I'd rather, you know, have my expectations low and you'd be surprised instead of having them just sky high and sit there and just be disappointed in the kid for not living up to what I thought he could be.
This is a realistic Washington fan right here, folks.
Yeah, few and far between.
I will say this about Hachimura. I think he won't be a bust. I certainly don't think he'll be an all-star. I think he is going to be a rotational big at best. I think he will be a rotational big at worst. You know what you're going to get out of Rui Hachimura, I feel like. It was a really safe pick. Cam Reddish obviously was there. He would have been the bigger name to go, and or more popular, I should say, bigger name in the U.S., not necessarily in Japan, obviously. But I don't know. They have a lot of bigs there in Washington. Lot of bigs.
Yeah, and Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker are probably on the way out, so they really need to rebuild their forward position.
I think that they've pretty much ruled out Portis.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure that they did the same with Parker.
Portis wants $16 million per year.
Yeah, and they're not going to give that
to him. And Jabari, they declined his team option.
Right.
So I still think they can bring Jabari back. I think Portis might not be as likely for Washington. I think they're in they're in NBA purgatory right now, the Wizards.
I really think that Rui's going to start at the four this season.
Wow.
Exactly. That's my thing is I don't think he's ready for it.
Yeah, I don't like that. And, I don't like that.
Right now, the Wizards have one player, and it's Bradley Beal. And I don't know if that's enough to do anything more than a mid-lottery pick. You know, who's Thomas Satoransky? Is that how you pronounce his name? He's at the point guard. the three is Ariza still under contract for one more season? Right. Who is the three? Right, Troy Brown. Is that our? I'd say that's probably the three.
That's how it is on roster right now.
I would say that our four, because we don't have anyone else. It has to be either Thomas Bryant's going to slide to the
Thomas
four.
Thomas Bryant's a free agent as well.
I have a hard time believing we won't bring him back just because of how well he did this season and he's really progressed. That kid Robinson, you know who I'm talking about?
Yep. Evan Robinson.
I think they got rid of him, right?
That is correct. I think he had an incident with the Eagles guy.
He got
Jalen Mills.
Off the court incident. So, you know, I really could see Troy Brown being the three, the four being Rui Hachimura, and then the question mark of Dwight Howard being the five. Is not a good basketball team.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. I'll say this, though. You want to talk about horrible basketball teams. Hello, Cleveland. What a circus of a draft. What an absolute circus. This is... Obviously, as a Cavalier fan, I'm going to be a little emotional here. I like Darius Garland. I really do. I think he's going to be a fine basketball player. He could be an all-star. He has that potential. He does not fit what the Cavaliers are trying to do right now, in a way. They ended up doing best player available, right?
I think the Cavaliers are trying to lose. I think they're succeeding at that.
They might be, but here's the thing. Darius Garland and Sexton, they're going to score a ton of points. I get that. They're going to score like crazy. They will be the worst NBA backcourt defensively in NBA history.
Yeah.
They will be the worst NBA backcourt defensively in NBA history, for sure.
Yeah, because they're not in the era where, like, Joe Dumars and Isaiah Thomas, that both were under 6'2", could pass them off to the bigs to just get beat up on the inside. You know what I mean?
And then you go later in the draft. 26, we select Dylan Windler out of Belmont. Fine kid. Keldon Johnson, we need athletic two-way players, right? Keldon Johnson's right there for you. Nope, we got to take the guy. And you know what's sad about Dylan Windler? They had no highlights for him in the draft. So you know what they ended up doing for Dylan Windler? They ended up showing his golf highlights. Golf.
Hey, he's a two-sport athlete.
Are we playing basketball or are we playing golf? Like, come on, man.
They're both putting balls in holes. So that's like similar, right?
No. And get the 30. Let's get the 30. Last pick of the first round, we trade 4 second round picks just to move up to the last pick in the first round. 4 second round picks and $5 million in cash for a guy who has off the court issues in Kevin Porter Jr. The Cavaliers, you had Jared Culver right there at 6. You had Keldon Johnson right there at 26. Or you had
Jared Culver at 5. In my personal opinion, you got the steal of the draft.
Who?
That kid right there that you just mentioned.
Kevin Porter Jr.?
Yes.
If he gets his act right, if he didn't have off-the-court issues, I will say this. He would have likely been a lottery pick.
Right. He would have.
He might have been a lottery pick. He has those off-the-court issues. We're trying to build a culture, right? We gave up, I don't care what player we took at 30. We gave up 4 second-round picks. 4. Not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4 second-round picks to move up to the last pick in the first round. The last pick. Wow. Come on, man.
For a top 10 talent?
Also, guess how much? $5 million in cash. I had that million accent there. $5 million in cash.
I can't.
Not 1 million. Not 2. Not 3. Not 4. But 5.
I can't wait for January 1st when Sebastian's like, he's the best rookie in the class,
right?
Like, hands down. I can't believe he didn't go top 3. He's better than Barrett.
I will say this disclaimer: I had the same exact reaction about Baker Mayfield. So hopefully, hopefully this turns out to be great. But come on, man. You had Jared Culver, who I think is the third best player in this draft. I'm one of the very few that think he is a better player than R.J. Barrett. I love Jarrett Culver. I think R.J. Barrett is by far the better offensive player than Jarrett Culver.
I think he's the more confident offensive player. I don't know if he's better.
I'd say he's better right now. But talking about defense, R.J. Barrett can't play no defense.
Well, that's because he doesn't try.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like,
trying or not, doesn't matter.
I like the prospect of Barrett, but I'm very happy that the Wizards didn't draft him. I think that he's going to be a hot, cold kind of kid. You know, he might average 16 points a game this year, but I still believe he's going to be, like, really hot, cold.
And I will say this. Jarrett Culver, he's the exact type of kid you want, too.
The kind of kid that carried Texas Tech deep into the tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
he would
agree
compliment
with you.
Sexton perfectly.
Right, he goes hard on both offense and defense.
We take a short point guard who played 5 games in college for a team that didn't win a single game in SEC play.
I mean, it sounds like the right pick to me. For Cleveland, at least.
I guess Matt Trudell has inserted some of his sarcasm into Weston Graham, our old co-host here on the Benchwarmers
Redemption.
You know
what I think that Cleveland realized? I think Cleveland's one of those organizations that's realized you cannot win without a true superstar. You know, the last team to do it was the 03 Pistons.
Right.
And they still had Sheed, which was top 5 at his position, but like that team was just a grit, work hard, you always have your teammates back. Mm-hmm. You know, since the NBA shot clock, they held the most opponents under 70 points in a postseason. You know, that was just a special, special team. And maybe the Cavaliers are like, look, we didn't strike gold on Zion. We're going to try and get it next year. You know, and if it doesn't happen next year, we're going to try and get it next year. You know, and they're just going to keep going down
that
line.
You're probably right. I will say, the thing is, the Cavs pick next year belongs to the Atlanta Hawks unless it's in the top 10. So
you mean the Cavaliers will have their pick next year?
Yes. I tried to make it sound like we might not get our pick, but yeah, we're going to be the worst team in basketball.
I don't know, man. I don't know if you guys reach 16 wins with how this roster's
You might be right. Honestly might be right.
I think Kevin Love either gets moved, or even if he's not moved, he's just not reliable enough to stay on the court at this point in his career. His body has failed him. And then what do you guys still have JR?
We do have JR right now. He'll be gone, but...
He should be gone.
Yeah, he'll be gone. He'll definitely be gone.
I mean, he'd be a great mentor to the kids, though. That's probably somebody that they should keep there for
well,
like,
a cultural
reason.
Well, he has to be gone
because
he's an attractive trade asset.
Yeah, he's, 1 year left on his deal?
Yeah, but the thing is, you waive him, you save $12 million on the cap.
Oh, wow.
So he'll be cut. We either trade him or we're going to cut him.
So he'll be a Laker is what you're telling me.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I can see that happening.
By the way, quick thoughts on Anthony Davis for both you guys, because you weren't here last week.
I thought that was a win-win trade for both sides. I think the Lakers got their guy, and I think the Pelicans moving forward are going to be one of the best teams in basketball in a few years.
I think that the Pelicans just robbed the Lakers. I want to give a shout-out to the GM that got fired in New Orleans for making that trade during the season.
Right.
Let's think about this real quick. He makes the trade during the season. AD goes to the Lakers. They make the playoffs. That pick isn't the 4th overall pick in the draft. That was the smartest thing he could have done was say, you know what? Let's let them fail. We're going to put this out there. All these young kids are going to get in their feelings.
Well, he got fired.
Yeah, he did get fired. He shouldn't have. I don't think ownership realized what he was doing because think about it. They would have had, like, what, the 16th, 17th overall pick
David
coming back
Griffin
to them?
David Griffin is maybe one is definitely a top 5 executive, in my opinion. But, so,
you know, so like that's just that part of the trade for me. I believe next season the Lakers, everybody's talking about LeBron like he's 28 or 31. You know, everybody's treating LeBron like...
But isn't he going into his age 35 season?
Yeah, he's going to be 35 in December. He's coming off of his first significant injury in his career. To me, this trade right here is it's good for the brand of the Lakers, but they're still the Lakers that are being run by Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka. And for me, that is it's not a positive as far as this goes. And we can spin it to say, well, you know, they got Anthony Davis, a top five big in the NBA. They got LeBron, which has been Mr. Consistent for 15 years. But at the end of the day, man, like, these guys are too LeBron's older, 80s injury prone. I wouldn't be surprised if they miss a combined 50 games next year. They are sitting there battling for a bottom seed in the playoffs, and everybody's going, what happened to the Lakers? And LeBron's another year older. I don't think it was the best move for the organization. From what AD's shown me in the NBA, he just doesn't really have that like grit, that it factor to win in the NBA big. He kind of reminds me of a Carmelo Anthony, where he was so talented that when he was in college, he won a national championship. He was the best player in college. But as soon as he went to the NBA, it was like he just kind of takes plays off. He takes days off. He doesn't work as hard as he could. So I think the big winner in that trade is New Orleans. I can't wait to watch Lonzo playing there with Drew Holiday, you know, sitting there with
Zion,
Brandon
Josh
Ingram
Hart
at the three, Zion at the four,
and then Jackson Hayes
at the five, which I like Jackson Hayes. They still got Jabril, which he's been coming around. Jahlil Okafor, they still have him. He's been coming around. He played really well last season at the end of the year. And then off the bench, they're gonna have Hart, which I think is a good two to come off the bench. I think when it's all said and done, New Orleans gets closer to winning a championship than LA does.
All right, I like it. NBA draft winners and losers. We will start off with my man Ryan Record.
All right, I think the biggest winner of the draft is definitely the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay.
They got their man in DeAndre Hunter. They kept their 10th pick, got a great player in Cam Reddish. And those were their only two picks in the first round, I believe, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I like the assets they've acquired, and I think they'll be a talented team moving forward as well. I think they should be the favorites to win that very weak Southeastern division next year.
That is a possibility. I like it. They definitely have the brightest future, I will say, of all the teams in the Southeast division. I think this is the first time anyone's brought up division, though. I like it. The throwback. Divisions matter in the NBA. Who's your loser, Ryan Record?
Biggest loser? You know, I'm going to have to say your Cavs, man. I'm sure that's the easy way out, but they definitely traded a lot.
Be authentic, man. You got to be authentic on this show. We are the Benchwarmers Redemption, and you are 100% right. I'm going to go different loser once we get there. By the way, I gave the Cavaliers draft a grade of a Z-. Z-. Zutron minus. Weston Graham, your winners and losers.
I'm going to go with the obvious winner.
Okay.
I got to go New Orleans. For everything that they acquired with that fourth overall pick, they end up getting the fourth overall pick with two or three other players. They get three other draft picks along with it, correct? Three other first rounders, and
they control the Lakers draft till 2025,
that's wild. I mean, they might only be getting picks in the 18 to 30 range, but you know, still you're still getting first round talents, and yeah, I was a big fan of that. The guy that I really wanted for the Wizards to draft, they selected him at 8, in Jackson Hayes. I think that the kid has a lot of potential. You know, he had 11-inch growth spurt between his junior and senior year of high school, so he's still like kind of growing into his body. He seems like he has a love for the game. Those are things that you want out of a young player that's a prospect. My loser for the draft, thanks for stealing the Cavaliers, because I think that was the big loser out of everybody.
Hey! But
I'm gonna say the Knicks.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the Knicks because RJ Barrett, he might have been the flashy pick that everybody was saying that's who you need. But I believe we touched on this, man. Culver.
I love Jericho.
At first I was like, I don't know about him. And then it was like, well, he did kind of carry Texas Tech all the way through. You know, he brought him as deep as you can with a program like that into the NCAA tournament. And there was just other players that I believe were a better pick than RJ Barrett. I think that he's a little too immature, and New York's going to chew him up and spit him out.
That will be interesting. They already did that in his introductory press conference.
Right.
If you saw that.
Yeah,
so.
I forget exactly what they asked him.
Can you carry the Knicks on your shoulders?
And he was like, man, I ain't playing a game yet or something like that. And it was like, they're going to have fun with just, he's, oh man, I can't, I'm at a loss for words because he's not going to be ready.
It will be very interesting to see. A couple of quick minor winners. I think the Grizzlies, obviously, I think getting their point guard of the future and John Morant is big. I also shout the Minnesota for getting Jared Culver. My winner, I'm going to surprise everyone here. My winner of the draft, I mean New Orleans, obviously, as well, but I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors. I think the steal of the draft is Jordan Poole. I am a huge Jordan Poole fan. I think he is a top 10 player in this draft. Having the opportunity to watch him play a bunch, because University of Michigan, the Warriors got a steal at 28. He is the exact type of player you want on your team. I thought the Cavaliers would have taken him at 26 as well, which... Add that to Loserville, but I know why they didn't, but it's all right. Why does my sleeper pick have to go to the Golden State Warriors? Like any other team, the Jordan Poole can go to. And he goes to the Warriors. But this is why they're so good, man. They just got such an eye for evaluating talent.
For sure.
See, I'm actually a really big fan of their second rounder, Pascal.
Eric Pascal is
You know, he is like a Draymond clone.
Yeah.
So what better team for him to go to?
And
where
Smailovich
he can...
was not a bad pick either.
Right.
The guy from their G League.
Yeah, so...
They had a great draft. No one's talking about that. So Golden State, shout out to them for just... continuing to kill it.
Best GM in basketball.
And for my loser, this might come back to bite me. I've always said don't ever question this man, but I'm going to question this man. His name is Danny Ainge, and I'm going to question the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics are my losers in this draft. I do not like Romeo Langford.
Okay.
I think overall, I'm doing more and more... He just seems like a head case to me. I don't know. It just something about him. I know he played with a thumb injury, but
that's a Danny Ainge guy, man.
It is a Danny Ainge
guy.
You
know, Terry Rozier, Marcus Smart.
It is, but I think Terry Rozier's gone.
Heck yeah.
But you know what I mean? Those were guys that he drafted.
Yeah,
they worked
absolutely.
Well in the system.
And like I said, it's probably going to come back and bite me because I say never question Danny Ainge, but I'm questioning Danny Ainge. I also don't like Grant Williams at where they picked him. I think Grant Williams can be a solid player. I don't think he's a first-round pick. However, I think he's like a backup energy big at best.
Williams is going to surprise you then.
All right. I hope we'll see. Like I said, don't question Danny Ainge, but I'm questioning Danny Ainge.
That's a big-body kid. And when I say big-body kid, I mean like he's the size of a walk-in refrigerator. You know, he's a very, very diligent worker.
And
he has the right mindset because that's what he wants, is to be that. He wants to be a great player.
Not questioning his energy level at all. Just questioning the fit as a first-round pick. I don't like the fact that he's a first-round pick.
Last year they got, what was his name, Robert Williams?
Yes.
Is that his name? And they went with the kid with the high ceiling, with a lot of energy that was falling in the draft because of character concerns. This year they go with the model player on the court in practice. They go with the guy that is a little underrated, undervalued. And, you know, this is the second time I'm bringing this guy's name up and I don't even like him. He kind of has like a Draymond-ish to him, you know, to where he is undersized. He's going to be a four at about 6'7", 6'8"-ish, you know, and like I said, he's about 260 pounds, so he's big. But he's a strong 260. For only being a sophomore or a junior in college, he's a big kid. You know, like, I think he's the kind of player that Boston needs, especially to offset the last pick, Langford. You know, you got to go with one guy that's a little bit out there, and then you go with the one guy that's a little, you know, he's the model guy that you want on your team to set an example in the locker room.
All right, man, I don't know. I just... Danny Ainge, man, he will probably prove me wrong. This will probably come back to bite me, but I gotta go with my with how I feel, man. I just don't feel like the Celtics had that good of a draft.
Right. It's almost as if they're entering rebuilding mode and they're trying to focus around their young core because
Tatum and Brown, yeah, right. Kyrie, Horford, and let's get into NBA free agency now. Obviously, we got some minor breaking news, but kind of obvious. Kevin Durant has declined his player option at $31.5 million. He is now officially an unrestricted free agent. Not, I think, too surprising.
An unrestricted free agent, which will miss the entire year next season.
Yeah, apparently he is a little ticked off with the Warriors.
And I don't blame him.
No, I don't either.
That's... I don't blame him at all.
He didn't know any better. He's just a player. If you tell him, hey, there's a chance you can play, of course he's going to say yes.
Yeah.
Especially in the biggest series of
any
the year.
Any player would say that.
Right. There's not one guy out there Definitely. That would sit there and be like, I don't know, it's the finals, you know, it's hurting just a little bit. That is up to the professionals that do that for a living to manage him and tell him no.
All right, guys.
I mean, honestly, if I was him, I'd sue them. That's personally. I'm not saying that I would. That's what I would do, but him, he can do that.
We'll see, man. We'll
I think
see.
You're crazy, Wes.
I think it's a little overboard.
A little far-fetched.
I'm just saying.
Do you think RG3 should sue the Redskins for them throwing him
yes,
back out there
no
in the
doubt.
Playoffs?
No doubt. There's no doubt in my mind he should have. Like, that's look, man, these guys are throwing away careers. Look at what's happened to Robert since that happened.
He's going to be the starting quarterback of the Ravens.
Eventually. But... I don't know if the Ravens want to give up on you know their project. You know they're gonna ride Lamar Jackson till the wheels fall off.
Oh yeah,
we will see. Let's get back to NBA free agency. I'm going to give you guys a player. You're gonna tell me where they land. Let's start off with Kevin Durant. Go straight into it, man.
I think he's going to end up on the L.A. Clippers. Not Kawhi Leonard. KD's going to solidify that Oracle Arena. Well, I guess they're moving to a new arena.
The Chase Center.
Right. I was thinking the Staples Center. Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah. That's where he's going to land.
The Clippers for Ryan Record. Weston Graham?
Brooklyn.
Okay. Brooklyn.
With Kyrie?
And I'm going to say Brooklyn as well. I think he needs the Brooklyn net. Kawhi Leonard. If he's not a Clipper, Ryan, where's he going?
Staying in Toronto.
My heart of hearts wants to say Clippers. I can't go with one. I can't. I just can't. Because the one that just came out the other day was way too surprising for me. And as soon as I saw that he has an interview with them, I said, he will be there. The Philadelphia 76ers. So for me, it's between, because Uncle Dennis lives in New Jersey. New Jersey's close to Philly.
So is he a Sixer?
He's either going to be a Sixer or a Clipper. I've got a 50-50 on both. He will not be a Toronto Raptor.
Okay.
I'm going to go, let's see. You should pick one, man. Go out on a limb. Pick one.
I'm going to go Clippers if I'm going out on a limb.
All right. I like it. We are authentic on the Benchwarmers Redemption. Kawhi Leonard's going to stay in Toronto, in my opinion, as well. Yeah. Klay Thompson.
He's going to stay with the Warriors.
I'd agree.
Golden State.
All right. Unanimous. Kyrie Irving.
Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn.
Unanimous on that as well. Jimmy Butler.
Ooh, this is a risque one. I think he's going to go to Dallas.
Dallas.
Houston.
Houston. That's an interesting possibility. I did see that. I think he stays on a 5-year max with Philadelphia. Chris Middleton.
He's going to stay with the Bucks.
Milwaukee.
I agree. Nikola Vucevic. First time All-Star.
I bet he's going to go to the Celtics because they're not going to get Horford back.
All right.
I'd said this a couple weeks ago. I think Dallas are going to be big players in this market even if they don't land anybody. So I think Dallas is a maybe. I'm going to say Dallas.
All right.
I'm going to go with Dallas on that.
I'm going to say Orlando. He stays on a 5-year max. D'Angelo Russell. Now, if Kyrie's going to Brooklyn, obviously, I think we got to renounce D'Angelo Russell, which means he's an unrestricted free agent now.
Man, this is a hard one.
Go ahead.
This is really a mystery.
Isn't it fun? This is why we do it here on the Benchwarmers Redemption.
He's going to go to a team that has a little bit of money to pay him. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Detroit Pistons. They need some help at the one.
Pistons?
I'd love to see that.
They're going to have to ship off Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
He's a horrible player.
Well, who wants Reggie Jackson?
The Cavaliers want to take on bad contracts. They like having small guards for some reason, though.
I gotta go
Brooklyn for D'Angelo Russell.
So they're gonna have a big three. Yep. So that means Dinwiddie's gotta go.
With the big three, quote unquote, right now, they only have two of them next year. KD, even though they give him the contract, he won't play. So they can't just march Kyrie Irving out there by himself. Now, if all of a sudden Kyrie and D'Angelo Russell...
Well, how are they going to work that salary cap-wise? They're going to have to trade a bunch of
pieces. Well, he's a restricted free agent right now. He's on... Right. He's getting... So the NBA is weird. It's got like something to where if they're on your book, you can keep them on your book and pay the luxury tax.
Right.
And the Russian billionaire is going to pay that luxury tax. He doesn't care. So I would say...
Is he still on the team? I think he sold. He sold majority stake.
Oh, did he sell the majority stake?
He's 49% now.
Oh wow, yeah. I still say that they're going to keep D'Angelo. They're going to try and have a big three over there.
All right.
That's what the NBA moved to is big threes.
I think D'Angelo Russell ends up with the Phoenix Suns. I think there's a reason they didn't just draft the point guard.
Yeah, but they just extended Tyler Johnson to a big deal.
No, he's opted into his player option.
Is that what it was Tyler like? $19.2 million or something like that.
Which is an albatross of a contract.
The only other thing I could say is like a sign and trade for Brooklyn.
I could also see him ended up with the Knicks, perhaps.
Yeah.
They got some pieces to move.
With D-Russ?
Yeah.
I think the Knicks are just in peril. Anybody that goes to the Knicks needs to have a psychiatric evaluation because that's just a career suicide.
Starting with their owner.
Kemba Walker.
He's going to go to the L.A. Lakers.
Mr. Hornet.
I agree. He stays in Charlotte. Tobias Harris.
He's going to stay with the Sixers.
He's going to stay with the Sixers?
Sacramento Kings.
Okay. I like that.
I had him going to Utah. That's kind of out now that they traded for Conley and brought in that salary. I think Tobias Harris is an Indiana Pacer.
Ooh. It's a good move,
and
too.
They're going to let Thaddeus Young go.
Okay.
I think they're going to let Thaddeus Young go.
Not a bad thing.
And
replace a former 76er with another former 76er.
I think they're going to get Tobias Harris. DeMarcus Cousins.
I think he's going to re-sign with the Warriors as well.
Re-sign with Golden State.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Think he's a Laker? I'm going to say he's a New York Knick. I'm going to say he's a New York
no
Knick.
No psychiatric evaluation needed on that one. I think we all know where that lies, boys.
Malcolm Brogdon.
This is a tricky one because this is a guy I think in his career has made like under $3 million.
That
so he's
correct.
Looking for a payday.
He's restricted, right?
Yes.
And that really changes it, too.
And they're going to give him a qualifying offer.
Right. And for that reason, I think he's going to stay in Milwaukee.
This is a tough one. Because to me, it's between him and Middleton. Whichever one they keep, the other one's gone. I'd like to say Milwaukee, though. I'd love to see Milwaukee keep the team together.
Yeah. Well,
I think they will keep the team together. I think they're going
to
bring both of them back.
I think Brogdon can play the one pretty well.
No, he can. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
I thought that's what he is a one, technically. But he's a combo guard because he comes off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the guy to move over there is Eric Bledsoe.
Right.
We'll see. Al Horford. If he's not a Boston Celtic Ryan record, Al Horford is?
You know, as much as I think he wants to return home to Atlanta, I see him going to the Dallas Mavs.
The Dallas Mavericks.
This one right here is Kawhi's running mate in L.A. That's the second big signing that they get this year.
L.A. Clippers for Weston Graham. I think Al Horford is a Los Angeles Laker.
Ooh.
I think Horford's going to be a Laker on a very short 1+1 deal.
Okay.
That's what I think will happen. Kristaps Porzingis.
He's staying with the Mavs. I thought that was already like solidified.
Restricted free agent.
Yeah, no, he's Mav. I thought he just signed yesterday, 5 years, 190.
They offered it to him, but he hasn't accepted it yet. I would agree he's going to stay. Last but not least, Julius Randle.
He's got a load of potential if he stays in New Orleans, but the world is his oyster.
No, he doesn't have a position in New Orleans.
Get out of town. He's a starter.
He doesn't have.
No, he doesn't because they drafted Zion.
And they have Jackson Hayes now.
Yeah, and he's too short. He's like 6'7 and some change. Yeah. He can't play.
I think Julius Randle is a New York Knicks guy.
I can see that happening.
I think he's a Knicks.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
He likes the big market.
And the Knicks are going to want to splash cash. Like, if they don't get anybody, they're going to at least try to get somebody. And you know what, though? I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to the Mavericks because he's a Dallas kid.
True. He loves a big market. Maybe he goes to Chicago.
It could be Chicago. That'd be interesting. Being a Kentucky guy, I've always liked Randle.
Yeah.
But
so I say he's a Knick. You say Ryan Record, he's a
Bull.
A Bull. And Weston Graham.
Puh. You know what? What about Houston? They said that they want to completely make over their team.
Well, here's the thing. You have Jimmy Butler already.
Right. I have them trading CP3.
Okay.
I have them getting rid of CP3. You know what?
What about Capella? You're going to have to get rid of Capella.
I think Capella is getting traded too.
Okay.
I heard about a trade that was being floated out there as of right now for CP3 and Capella to get shipped down to Miami. I just heard about that within the last week. So they're trying to work on getting Hassan Whiteside back in that deal because he's on like 1 year or something like that.
An expiring contract.
Yeah, it has to do with an expiring contract. They have Bam Adebayo, however you pronounce it.
Adebayo, yeah.
Adebayo. That's my guy, Bam. Another Kentucky guy. I love my Kentucky guys. But, yeah, I could see him ending up there.
That was fun, guys.
Real quick, I want to just say something because when we were talking about this and it came up about the Lakers and it was like, well, I said DeMarcus Cousins to the 5, right? Well, if that happens, then Anthony Davis would slide back to the 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think then Kuzma's the 3, right?
And you got LeBron at point.
That's what I was about to say. That might be the best route for the Lakers to go with LeBron James.
Yep. That would be a monster team, dude.
Just
literally, just
put
like,
him at the point.
Well, yep.
You know, everybody he's on that team.
I really think that's possible.
Yes, yeah, so
I really think that's possible.
I don't see
another
why
another thing too. Kuzma could come off the bench. As crazy as that sounds, he could. I'm just telling you guys.
I mean, he could. Yeah, he could.
He could come off the bench. It sounds crazy.
Sebastian, you could come off the bench. Who knows?
I could very well. Hey, I'd be as. I mean, with the guards they have on that roster,
we've been
right
warming
now.
It up here for so long. It's time to redeem ourselves.
Who's the one that he was kind of like having a good run at the end of the season? He's like borderline bald, but he's keeping his hair. He looks like a lollipop that you dropped on
Andre
dirt.
Ingram.
Nah.
Alex Caruso.
Yeah, there it is.
Alex Caruso.
There it
yes,
is.
Sir. Looks that's like their. They have two guards. They have Alex Caruso, and you have Isaac Bonga from Germany.
Oh, I like Bonga's potential.
Those are the...
I like Bonga's potential. Yeah. But still, LeBron at the 1, I feel like, makes sense. Who's at their 2, though? Do they still have Kantavious Caldwell Pope?
He's
free agent, right? Yeah.
They don't have guards. It's Bonga.
Oh, you know who will be at the 2? J.R. Smith. There it is.
That would be interesting. I think Korver. I think they get him and Korver as
well.
He'd
be a good bench guy. J.J. Redick's another one that you could think about. Maybe.
They're going to have to pay him, though. I think J.J. Redick's going to get some money.
But I still think that's a formidable team of, you know, if you have at the 1, LeBron, the 2, Korver, the 3, Kuzma, the 4, Davis, and the 5, Cousins, I think that's a very formidable team. I just don't think there's a lot of defense. You got 4 guys that can't play defense and Anthony Davis. But I don't know. I think it's going to be the most interesting story to watch is what happens with the Lakers this offseason.
I would pay J.J. Redick. I'll tell you that right now. I would go as far as 1 year, $20 million for J.J. Redick.
I mean, why not? Surround LeBron with shooters.
He is very, very good, and he's the type of player I want on my team.
That's why I could see Cousins going there. He's a 5 that can stretch the floor.
Mm-hmm.
and he can shoot threes, you know, so I could see that fitting into LeBron's game because he's been doing it more and more over the last 2 years. He's kind of become a three-point shooter.
Be interesting. It'll be very interesting.
Maybe 1 year, $5 million. He goes for one more one-year deal and then tries to rebuild his stock over a full season, get a ring, and go cash in next summer with the Wizards.
And he's going to get that ring with the Warriors where he's going to stay.
All right.
Because they're not getting KD.
Yeah. Hey, I agree with you. The Warriors represent the West next season.
Oof. We'll see. We will see. Now, as much drama as there has been in the National Basketball Association, there's also been a lot of drama in the National Hockey League. P.K. Subban has been traded from the Nashville Predators to the New Jersey Devils in a move that Nashville wanted to free up salary cap space to pursue some offensive players via free agency and to extend Roman Josi. Ryan Record, your thoughts on this P.K. Subban deal to New Jersey, also selecting Hughes with the number one pick.
Right. I think New Jersey's putting themselves in a prime spot to really make the playoffs next year. Remember when they got off to such a hot start last year and everybody was jumping on the Devils bandwagon?
Mm-hmm.
They just needed to do that consistently.
Taylor Hall, too.
Right. No,
he's
the Devils.
MVP last year.
Don't sleep on them, man. I think they're going to be solid, and P.K. Subban just, you know, flattens out their first line.
I think, yeah, on defense for sure. I love the deal with Subban. I think New Jersey just brings some energy for the
sure.
Devils.
I mean, he was the face of that Predators franchise in a way.
Absolutely.
Every time you saw him winning the cup.
Pecorine would be it. But yeah, I mean, everyone, P.K. Subban for sure. I mean, he'll instantly be the face of that Devils franchise. Him and Green will be a strong first line pairing on defense. I love the deal for New Jersey. Nashville better do well in free agency.
Right.
They better do well.
I don't think they would have made this move if they hadn't been doing some stuff behind the scenes and kind of laying out the groundwork get their guy, whoever that is.
Matt Duchene.
Right.
I think it's Matt Duchene.
What do you think about Jack Hughes? Is he going to be an instant, like, is he going to be like a Sidney Crosby type of talent?
No, because he's
only 19, right?
No, yeah, I think
he's just a kid.
Yeah, he's going to take time.
Yeah, I really like his talent.
Yeah, he could probably be an all-star.
But
he's
at least, what, like 2 years away from making
19,
any difference?
A 19-year-old's not going to make that big of an impact
right
away. I think he can be phenomenal. But
Do you think they should have gone with Kakko?
No.
Okay, so you think Hughes was far and away the better prospect of the two?
I do.
Okay. It's just you think Kakko is going to step in day one and maybe be more of an impact guy.
I think he can be more of an impact guy a little bit. I think Hughes will be the better player in the long run.
So, but it's a cool dynamic, though. One's a Ranger, one's a Devil.
Yeah, right.
So they get to play each other. They're still the same division, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they get to play each other
4 times.
Right. So it's going to be year in and year out. That's going to be for the next 5 years. Those fans are going to sit there and say, we either got the right guy or we should have got this one. So, it's a fun little dynamic to work off the fan bases.
It'll be fun. This is the last year, by the way, and then you welcome in Seattle to the National Hockey League.
I'm sorry?
Seattle, yeah.
The Seattle what?
I don't think. Do they have a team?
No. Seattle,
the
hockey
Clippers?
Team in Seattle?
Yes, they've already announced expansion.
I want to say they were called the Clippers as well. Like after they're named after a ship or something.
Yes.
Don't quote me on
maybe
that.
It's like this. Maybe they're the Seattle Seahorns or something like that.
Yeah, but Seattle's coming to the National Hockey League next year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's done dusted.
You know what that means?
Arizona Coyotes moving from the Pacific Division to the Central Division.
So they're expanding the league, or is a team
expanding
moving?
The league?
That's awesome, but you know what that means, right?
Oh yeah,
the Sonics are on their way back.
Oh no, not that.
Mm-hmm. I never understood why the Sonics moved.
We'll
had
see.
Great fan support.
Yeah, they did. They did. I don't know if the Sonics are coming back though.
So I looked into it. Seattle's having a vote on what to name the team, and it looks like the Sockeyes or the Totems are the top two picks right now.
All right, what else is on there?
No, the Metropolitans.
Did you say the Sockeyes?
I like the Emeralds.
The Steelheads. Yeah, man. A lot of crazy logos these fans are whipping up.
Let me see this bad guy.
While we talk about while we look at logos, let's get into
kinda
Major
like the totems.
League Baseball. The All-Star voting is coming down to its final round. Which guys stand out to you as deserving of an All-Star?
Anthony Rendon, and he's not even there. It's silly that they're having fans vote on this stuff.
You want to know what's crazy?
Fans are only 1/3 of the vote.
You all know what's crazy, though? Guess who is in a finalist for a starter position?
Bryce Harper?
Francisco Lindor.
Oh.
Well, that's also ridiculous.
It's shameful. And the All-Star game's in Cleveland.
This is a big,
Yeah.
Expletory to Cleveland.
Yeah, it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful. We'll see who gets it. Carlos Santana gets one.
When we go on the Anthony Rendon thing, this is why he's not worth $260 million. This is why he's not worth big money. He's a fine player. He's a great player, in my opinion, but he's a fine player that baseball purists think is a great player. You know, people that follow the sport, they know how good he is. But to the average fan, nobody knows who Anthony Rendon is. He's not a box office draw. There's nothing spectacular about him. He doesn't give a good sound bite. He doesn't show any leadership in him.
What?
He doesn't. He is just a guy on your team. He's just a guy that's on the team in the background that puts up great numbers. Is great
He's
at third base.
He's doing more than
Ryan
putting up
Record
great numbers.
Ryan Record no,
don't,
is not happy.
Don't
you
get me wrong.
Back at him.
Man, I've been the biggest Rendon supporter since we drafted him 4th overall out of Rice. I love Anthony Rendon, the baseball player. I'm not saying this. I'm saying from the average fan's perspective, he just does not draw attention to your team.
Right. He's not Mr. Hollywood like Chris Bryant would be or Josh Donaldson, which are really pulling all the votes right now.
Or the guy that was asking for the money.
Now, I'll say this. Speaking of the National League, I'm looking at this wild card picture right here. Everyone's in it except Miami.
Literally.
Literally, yeah.
It's wide open, kind of.
That's why I think the Nationals can make a run. Don't you agree, Ryan Record?
I definitely agree. And one way or another, you're going to see them make some moves for better or for worse.
Yeah, they're about to make a move for worse because next series, you know who joins the team again and who's going to be put back in the lineup?
Your boy Ryan Zimmerman.
I didn't want to say it. I'm glad you did. You realize, we're going to put a guy in the lineup because he makes $19.5 million.
They're only 2.5 games back, Weston.
That doesn't mean anything to me. They still have the manager that they have.
Oh, it's not Davey Martinez's fault.
It is. It's borderline his fault. He took a 96-win team and couldn't make the playoffs with almost the exact same roster. He's not a good manager. I know that you have you have an affinity for Davey Martinez for some reason. You guys, I'll tell you what, we'll take Francona and you guys can have him.
Francona's the best manager in baseball.
Yeah, and if you think Davey Martinez is so good, we can make that deal right now.
If we didn't have Francona as our manager, I probably would.
I wish that upon you. I'd never even wish that evil on anyone. But man, I don't buy into it.
Davey Martinez is a great manager, but it's not Davey Martinez's fault. Mike Rizzo's fault.
Like I told you, the players take on the personality of their manager.
Yes, they do.
And the Nationals manager is a goofball.
Well, he's also led them to being back in the playoff race after being 11 games under 500. They now only two games under.
Who is going to be replaced by Ryan Zimmerman?
What do you mean?
Who are we taking out of the lineup?
Who's going to precede him?
No, who are we taking out of the lineup?
Matt Adams, who's really slashing it right now.
Okay, so where's Howie Kendrick playing? Because they're both righties.
Put him at second.
They're both right-handed hitters.
Put him in left field. Howie Kendrick can play wherever, man.
So, hold on. Left field?
So, yeah, where's Soto playing?
You'll give him the day off.
See, this is the thing, is our best hitter right now, between Rendon and Howie Kendrick, there are two best hitters. And Howie Kendrick is not playing daily, which is the dumbest thing in the world. You know, I hate this whole, we go with this lineup against righties and this lineup against lefties. Nah, man, you got a 1-8 hitter. And then you have the pitcher at the 9 hole. Every game.
I mean, I'm
consistency.
Unless you're the Nats, and they put him at the 8.
Look at this wild card, guys. You have Milwaukee, who's as the first wild card spot. They're a game up on Colorado and Philly, who has the second wild card. St. Louis is a half game back. Arizona's two back. San Diego's two back. Washington's 2.5 back. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh are 4. Mets are 4.5.
The fact Cincinnati and Pittsburgh are 4 is telling you everything about the state of baseball right now in the National League.
It's tough.
Those are bad teams, man.
They're not.
But the Nationals got a chance, man. They got a chance.
They have a chance.
They could do it. Why not? They have Miami and they have Detroit.
I'm telling you why. They don't have a manager.
And then they have Miami, and then they have Kansas City.
They don't,
and that's the all-star break.
They don't have a manager. So what's going to happen is we're going to go in.
Horrible teams.
We're going to go into the trade deadline with that mindset of we're 4 games back. We're 3 games back. And we're going to have Anthony Rendon. We're not going to extend him because, A, he's not worth the money that he's asking for, even though he is.
They're two and a half games back right now. I think Ryan Record, I'm going to ask you this. They're 2.5 games back. Miami. They're at Miami, at Detroit, home versus Miami, home versus Kansas City, all-star break. Are they in a wild card position?
Absolutely. I think they'll be about 3 games above 500.
3 games above 500 in a wild card position. Weston's giving them that.
Man, I think,
why not? That's the easy schedule. I think they could, too. I really think they could, too.
They got to shore up their bullpen, and they started by signing Fernando Rodney.
Hoorah.
And Johnny Venters.
And Johnny. Two guys that can't really throw strikes.
Everybody that's going to be listening, you don't know this right now, but they're trolling me. And it's very obvious by the looks on their faces. You should see them. It's like...
I'm not trolling you. You can't give up. You can't give up, man. It's 2.5 back.
I'm not giving up. I'm being real. Yes, I get it. It's 2.5 games back.
I'll say
I get
this.
It. It's 2.5 games back.
I might be a little bit
back.
Of a troll. Ryan Record's not a troll.
No, but he's a homer. It's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Homers and trolls they play hand in hand, especially if the troll is going on the homer's
wavelength. As much as I like to troll you about the Nats, I really actually do believe they're in a wild card position.
I think that they're in it because of how bad the National League is, but is 81-81 going to get you a wild card? Is 84-76 going to get you a... Or,
84-78 might get you a wild card.
78, yeah. Man, if that gets you a wild card, that's more about just the league was terrible. That has nothing to do with the Nationals being deserving of it or should be there.
If you make it, you're deserving.
Yeah, but if we don't make it and we don't pay Rendon, and we could have at least had something in return for a great player because we could get some prospects back for him.
This is an incredible opportunity for you guys. And then even after the All-Star break, you're at Philly, who's slumping, and then you're at Baltimore.
I still don't buy into it.
It's such an easy schedule.
It is, but that means a tough schedule somewhere.
Yeah, and then you get the Atlanta, you host Colorado, the Dodgers in Atlanta.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
To end July.
That's the make it or break it stretch right there.
And then you go on your West Coast trip.
So this
Arizona,
is what's going to happen.
San Francisco,
we have this cupcake schedule right now, right, that's about to come up. We have just nothing but cupcakes. So we're going to inflate our record. We're going to think we're somebody by the trade deadline. We're going to make a basement deal in classic Rizzo fashion. We're going to make this just... bargain of a deal to get a guy that's only on the rest of the season. We're going to get somebody. I don't know who yet, but we'll get someone. And the next thing you know is the Nationals will fall short of the playoffs. We'll waste like the only prospect or two that we have in our farm system. And then we'll lose Anthony Rendon. We probably won't buy out Ryan Zimmerman's contract for $2 million. And we probably won't buy out Adam Eaton's contract for another $1.5 million. So we'll be stuck another year with everybody going, well, you know, we lost Rendon, but, I think this is a really good team. We'll put Kendrick at third base, and we'll have a great lineup next year.
They play their last week of the season. They play Philadelphia in a 5-game series.
What?
Because it's a 4-game series, but one of them is a doubleheader.
To make up, yeah.
To make up.
That makes me want to throw up in my mouth.
So it's a 5-game series versus maybe the team you're competing against.
Right.
All at Nationals Park.
Wow.
I'm going to call it right now. That's going to be the series that, like, Philly fans are just going to be... They're going to be so mad with Bryce by that point. They're going to have, like, a petition that has over 1 million signatures to trade him and things like that.
And then
he comes out and has a...
And he's going to come out, hit like 7 home runs in a 5-game stretch type deal.
And then you guys know who you end the season with?
Atlanta. Miami. We end Miami, don't we?
The Cleveland Indians at home.
Didn't see that one coming.
Oh, what a terrible team to end against.
Bum, bum.
Well, we'll sweep that series. That's
sweep. You're going to sweep the Indians?
Yeah, Indians are horrible.
Wait, that team in the second wild card?
Yeah, that's a terrible
team. I guess we swapped the trolling positions. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. How does it feel? How does it feel?
Final thoughts, Ryan Record.
Trent Williams, the Redskins really need you. Don't let Case Keenum or Dwayne Haskins go to the Lions. Look, we understand you want some guaranteed money. We can restructure your contract. But your fans, we really need you to come through, Trent. So I hope you're listening. Thanks.
On July 6th, the Washington Nationals will wear Montreal Expos throwback uniforms. I don't know how I feel about that. But if that means that Vladimir Guerrero played for my team, then it makes me happy. Another thing is, shout out to Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Okay.
Hopefully he passes his medical and he's signed, sealed, and delivered to United come next 24 to 48 hours. Here's to Bruno Fernandez, hopefully being next on the list, and either Koulibaly or Harry Maguire. I'd like to see Maguire personally, homegrown kid.
We'll see. Congratulations on those signings. Coming from a Liverpool fan, even. My final thoughts.
He's still trolling me. Do you believe this?
I'm not trolling you. I said congratulations to you on your signing. My final thought, you kind of stole my final thought a little bit. The Tampa Bay Rays have completed the first step to bringing baseball back to Montreal. You saw that report?
Yeah, split the season.
The city of Florida, the city of Tampa Bay and the state of Florida, they have said that they will not allow that.
That'll be very, very.
So if Tampa wants to do that, they have to legitimately move their franchise.
And you know what? I think this distraction will cause Tampa Bay to plummet and miss the playoffs.
Aren't they already kind of like faltering?
They are faltering right now.
In Boston, if you take away Boston's like first 15 games, they're the best team in baseball.
Dodgers. Dodgers and Yankees are better.
No. Look at the record. If you look at the record
Dodgers,
after
I know,
the first like 15
Dodgers,
games,
I know are the best out there. The Dodgers.
Yeah, no, the Dodgers are just flying away. I was watching the game. Who was it? Colorado, San Francisco last night. They were like 16 and 18 and a half back, and I'm sitting there, and then the Nationals' record is right in the middle of those two. I'm like, oh boy.
That's who we gotta face.
I was like,
they do go to the playoffs.
If we win the wild card, we get to play the Dodgers. Yay! You know.
Yeah, so it will be very interesting. I think this causes Tampa Bay to plummet.
Well, the Rays sitting where they are right now, they've already exceeded expectations because no one expected
Boston
anything.
And Cleveland get the wild card. I think we will lose the wild card game at home to Boston. The only reason we get the wild card is we get to play the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers.
Do you guys have a third baseman?
30 times.
Do you have a good third baseman?
Well, he's starting to pick it up a little bit in Jose Ramirez.
I was going to say, because Rendon might be available.
Oh, God.
He could be an Indian.
No, we're not going to. We don't want that. We don't want that.
Oh, you guys don't want like a 330 hitter?
We're not going to pay him.
In the American League, man, he'd eat that up.
He would.
He'd crush in the American League. He'd be a monster.
This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption. My name is Sebastian Merrick, and with me, like always,
Ryan Record
and Weston Graham.
And until next time, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.